The ability to store energy could revolutionize the way we make and use electricity. But for many utility companies and regular folks, energy storage is still way out of reach. That's because it's expensive, sometimes more expensive than building out old-fashioned infrastructure like power lines and power plants. At what point will that change? Inside Energy's Lee Patterson looks at storage experiments in Wyoming and Colorado for the answer.
For people like Jim and Lynn Schneider, their decision to invest in battery storage came 4 years ago when they moved to central Wyoming.
Well, like right now, you sit and listen, and it's so quiet.
We walk through sagebrush in the backyard. It's ringed by red rocks on one side and wide open prairie on another. They love it. But when the Schneiders bought this land 4 years ago, it was missing one thing.
Electricity. It's like, wow, we're going to have to be really primitive.
That's because the utility company was going to charge them around $80,000 to bring electricity to the property. Installing solar panels and batteries was a little bit cheaper.
This is our battery box.
The system functions, but it's work.
I didn't know there'd be as much maintenance to it, you know.
Batteries can also be toxic, and they die.
Which batteries are bad?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the sheet. Mm.
The Schneiders have to replace three of them this summer. With this setup, Jim and Lynn don't have unlimited electricity. They conserve battery power for nighttime use and rely on solar during the day. Lynn was reminded of how unusual that is on a recent trip to visit her daughter in Iowa.
I got up in the morning and go, oh, look, the sun's up. I can have toast. And she goes, Mom, you're in Iowa. You can have toast anytime you want.
The Schneiders' experience illustrates the problems with energy storage, problems that are a big disincentive for large utility companies. Many are choosing to stick with what they know, like overbuilding infrastructure to make sure there's enough electricity to run all of our air conditioners on the hottest day in August. That's according to Brian Warshay, an analyst at Bloomberg New Energy Finance.
The power lines, the substations, the generation equipment all would need to be sized to meet that peak demand, even if it only lasts 1 hour or 2 hours of the year.
For energy storage to provide electricity on those high demand days, the price would have to come down, way down. The Department of Energy predicts that in order for battery storage to become economically viable, costs would need to be cut in more than half from what they are now.
This is Dave Eskelson.
Dave is a spokesperson with Rocky Mountain Power, a utility with customers in Wyoming, Utah, and Idaho. He says when it comes to energy storage, cost is a factor. And then there's this.
Utilities typically use proven technologies. We'll probably wait for a lot of technological development before they're employed in large scale in the utility business.
And energy storage researchers are part of a global race to get to that point.
So this is a product we call the Tesla Powerwall.
There are batteries made by companies like Tesla and AES Energy Storage, as well as people banking away electricity in compressed air, molten salt, in the spinning wheels of a train, and in all sorts of other unexpected spots.
Cheers, cheers.
I met Greg Miller at a brewery in Fort Collins, Colorado.
That is delicious.
That is delicious beer.
But we are not here to talk about beer, exactly. We're here to talk about what's keeping it cold.
I'm the executive vice president of market development for Ice Energy.
Ice Energy makes a product called the Ice Bear.
What the Ice Bear has done is it's stored energy the night before
in the form of a giant 450-gallon block of ice. During the hottest part of the day,
the ice block's going to actually begin to melt
and cool the brewery's air conditioners and refrigerators, which means those appliances are unplugged from the electric grid for a good part of the day.
Currently, it should be cooling the tasting room as we speak.
Energy storage technology has potential to be the new frontier. But with real barriers in its way, guesstimates put this technology within reach on a large scale sometime between 2020 and 2030. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.